Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond on the last day of 2015. So that prompted me to ask the question, are you making any resolutions? Are you making any plans to change your life in the coming year, 2016? You know, so many people do make resolutions and so many of us don't get them carried out. And so it's a real struggle. And so lots of other folks say, oh, I'm not going to do that because I can never carry them out. Well, I thought it's interesting, you know, that we get this whole list of things to do in order to help us carry out our resolutions. So, but beyond that or behind that, perhaps, is some steps to think about getting ready and being more likely to carry out that resolution. You know, the usual kind of advice that we get is to choose a specific realistic goal. You know, don't try to do everything at once. You probably can't, you know, if you want to lose weight, it's how many pounds and how are you going to do that? And you're going to quit eating this and do all this exercise and, you know, just the whole long list versus maybe one of those would be more successful. Starting with small steps, avoid repeating failures from before. You know, be sure that the failures don't get you down. And, you know, this is all really good advice. But I thought it was kind of interesting to look at some information I came across that talks about the stages of change. And perhaps understanding the stages of change does help us a bit more if whatever change we need to make in life, because change doesn't usually come easily. Psychologists have developed a number of ways to effectively help people change their behavior, and many of these techniques are used by therapists and physicians and teachers, and researchers have also proposed theories to explain how change occurs. So that's where this stages of change have come into being. So understanding those might be useful. But in order to succeed, there's three important elements in changing a behavior. One is readiness to change. You know, do we have the resources and the knowledge, and are we ready for change? The barriers to change, sometimes we really do want to make a change and we make plans to make that change, but perhaps there's some barriers, perhaps it's personal barriers, relationships, could be money, could be a number of things that are true barriers, not just excuses. And the other thing that we always need to do is expect relapse. You know, so what are the triggers? Thinking about what are the triggers that make us return, push us to return to our former behavior. Well, one of these approaches, as I said, stages of change model, which was introduced in the late 1970s by researchers James Prochaska and Carlo Di Clemente, who were studying ways to help people quit smoking. And so they found that the stages of change model was an effective aid in understanding how people go through a change in behavior. And perhaps in understanding that helps us all to go through those. So in this model, change occurs gradually and relapses are an inevitable part of the process. And people are often unwilling or resistant to change during the early stages, but eventually develop a proactive and committed approach to changing a behavior. So here are some of those steps in these stages of change model. The first one, I think, is interesting. It's called pre-contemplation. You know, not just jumping into something, but people in this stage are often described as in denial due to claims that their behavior is not a problem. That's one reason we don't change. But if we even accept that, it's pre-contemplation. You feel kind of resigned to the current state, or you believe you have no control over your behavior. You know, that's a good one. Even in eating, it's like, well, I'm just addicted to this kind of food and I can't change. But that may not be really true. And if you're in this stage, you ask some questions such as, have you ever tried to change this behavior in the past? How do you recognize that you have a problem? what would have to happen for you to consider your behavior.